Quarterback stands there looking stunned while the headlines drip like blood from a wound. Josh Jacobs in handcuffs, the sheriff reads the rights. Another Sunday ruined by the Sunday night lights. Jordan Love says he's shocked, well isn't that just sweet, while the great grandmother bleeds out in her window seat. Atlanta federal court now weighs the death penalty, while Morgan Wallen cries about a pounder lost in Denver.
Smashed wood and ivory, such a tragedy, when the real broken things can't be fixed on telly. The flag comes down in Chicago schools, institutional neutrality, a fancy phrase for following the rules, institutional neutrality. The students watch their safety disappear behind the language of the bureaucratic veneer. Institutional neutrality keeps the powerful entirely free from taking any stance at all, while the weak and vulnerable take the fall. The administrative neutral gaze keeps the queers and outcasts in the haze. Neutrality means nothing when the damage is done.
Meanwhile in the corridors where the real damage spreads, warnings about homeless get left on red. The street could close tomorrow, the tankers could burn, but the administration shows zero concern. They're busy cutting housing for the people on the street. Moving HOME is just an acronym for people they won't meet. Dismantling the shelter, dismantling the aid, while the wealthy donors watch their portfolios pay.
Graham Platner meets the party leader, texting scandal growing like a fever. Six states hold the primaries tonight, counting votes in flickering fluorescent light. In HL revamps the all-star game.
At least someone's trying to change, but don't expect the same from those in charge. They prefer the status quo at large.
Institutional neutrality keeps the powerful entirely free from taking any stance at all, while the weak and vulnerable take the fall. Administrative neutral gaze keeps the quiz and outcast in the haze. Neutrality means nothing when the damage is done.
So wave the flag or take it down,
it makes no difference in this town.
The piano smash, the old train bleeds,
the homeless freeze,
the warning reads. While the headlines drip like blood from a wound, Josh Jacobs in handcuffs, the sheriff reads the rights. Another Sunday ruined by the Sunday night lights. Jordan Love says he's shocked,
well isn't that just sweet, while the great grandmother bleeds out in the window seat.
Atlanta federal court now weighs the death penalty, while Morgan Wallen cries about a piano lost in Denver.
Smashed wood in ivory, such a tragedy, when the real broken things can't be fixed on telly. The flag comes down in Chicago schools,
institutional neutrality,
a fancy phrase for following the rules,
institutional neutrality.
The students watch their safety disappear behind the language of the bureaucratic veneer. Institutional neutrality keeps the powerful entirely free from taking any stance at all, while the weak and vulnerable take the fall.
Go for it.
damage is done. Meanwhile, in the corridors where the real damage spreads, warnings about homeless get left on red. The strike could be close tomorrow, the tank is goodbye, but the administration shows zero concern. They're busy cutting housing for the people on the street. The provincial army is just an acronym for people they won't need. Dismantling the shelter, dismantling the aid, while the wealthy bones watch their portfolios. Primaries tonight.
Counting votes in the flickering fluorescent light.
Elite show.
Revamps the all-star game.
At least someone's trying to change. But don't expect the same from those in charge.
Handcuffs, the show before it's too right.